Mr. Chairman, Malaysia associates itself with a statement of the non-aligned movement states parties to the NPT on Cluster 2 issues as delivered earlier by Indonesia. Mr. Chairman, Malaysia wishes to stress the role of the IAEA as the sole competent authority responsible for establishing effective safeguards and verification mechanisms to ensure that nuclear energy is used for peaceful purposes. In this regard, states parties should ensure that they are in full compliance with IAEA safeguards and verification in line with provisions under the NPT. Malaysia believes that full adherence to safeguards and verification mechanisms will foster mutual trust and confidence among states and contribute significantly to peace and security within regions and globally. To date, the ongoing implementation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, between Iran and the P5+1 on Iran's nuclear program is an example of the successful implementation of safeguards and verification. The JCPOA highlights the importance of IAEA safeguards as a fundamental component to nuclear non-proliferation, as well as its indispensable role in the implementation of the NPT. Malaysia believes that such mechanisms should be retained or further improved to ensure states remain in full compliance with their safeguards obligations, thus boosting confidence among the international community. Malaysia welcomes the desire expressed by the DPRK towards denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula and welcomes the hosting of the Inter-Korean Summit, as well as the dialogue between DPRK and the US. Malaysia hopes that both meetings will be followed by concrete actions towards the dismantling of the DPRK nuclear weapons program. In this regard, Malaysia calls upon states to support efforts that will facilitate the DPRK's return to the NPT and put into effect the necessary safeguards and verification processes. Mr. Chairman, Malaysia underscores the implementation of robust measures in enhancing nuclear security, which may include establishing export control mechanisms and other necessary legislation. It is also important for such measures to adapt to the dynamically evolving nature of proliferation activities, and at the same time does not impede the development and use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. To this effect, Malaysia enacted the Strategic Trade Act 2010 with the aim of curbing the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and its related technologies, especially nuclear weapons. Malaysia calls upon states to establish necessary laws and measures to curb proliferation activities. Malaysia also reiterates the call upon states to safeguard nuclear material and all its relevant aspects, including information. This, in our view, will reaffirm the importance of preventing non-state actors from obtaining information, technology, or expertise required to possess or use nuclear resources for malicious purposes or to disrupt information systems at nuclear facilities, which may bring about severe ramifications. Mr. Chairman, Malaysia strongly believes that nuclear weapon-free zones play a significant role in advancing global nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation objectives. Nuclear weapon-free zones would encourage dialogue and cooperation between states, which would in turn reduce the risk of regional conflicts and provide security assurance to states within the region. As a state party to the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone, Seanfest Treaty, Malaysia calls on the nuclear weapon states to accede to the treaty's protocol at the earliest possible opportunity to ensure the Southeast Asia region remains free of nuclear weapons. Malaysia also welcomes all efforts in establishing nuclear weapon-free zones in other regions agreed between states in the region concerned. In this regard, Malaysia calls upon states to conclude agreements with a view of establishing new nuclear weapon-free zones in regions where they currently do not exist, such as South Asia, Northeast Asia, Central Europe, and the Middle East, as stipulated in the 1995 resolution on the Middle East. The establishment of such nuclear weapon-free zone will ban the use, development, and deployment of nuclear weapons in these regions, thus paving the way towards general and complete disarmament of weapons of mass destruction. In conclusion, the responsibility of preventing the proliferation of nuclear materials must be a collective effort between states and supplemented by a strong domestic nuclear security culture. The aspiration of a world free of nuclear weapons will only materialize through concerted cooperation between states in ensuring that their respective regions are free of these categorically unacceptable weapons. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished